there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love here today. Oh, picket lines.
Welcome to the Tony Tenna Show by Partisan Voice of the People. I'm Randall Jefferson. Our co-host, Pat Edward, is not with us right now. But our show looks at major issues impacting the nation and region from a bipartisan perspective. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Call, ask questions of our guests. Our call-in number is 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. Our phone lines are now open. You can also send us your comments via social media. Our Twitter handle is at Tone and Tenor. You can also hit us up on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at Tone and Tenor Radio. You can also like us on our Facebook page. Just type in the words Tone and Tenor in the first Facebook search engine to find us. Our topic today is one that's very interesting. It's COVID-19, 2022, challenges, looking for leadership amongst smokescreens. Looking for leadership amongst smokescreens. As we move into the primary cycle coming throughout the country, there's a lot of jockeying for position. There's a lot of folks trying to, and I'm going to say this, buy votes. There's a lot of money being thrown around. This is the time that people will try to engage incumbents to help them with their pet projects, and there'll be a release of funds. But those are all smoke screens, just like, and as we look at what is going on in our country, we know Justice Breyer is announced his retirement from the Supreme Court, and President Joseph Biden had him in the White House yesterday, and he talked about Justice Breyer, and he said he was going to make good on his promise as he went through the campaign that there would be an African-American woman named to the Supreme Court. And he said, quote, that's long overdue. I think one of the problems that we're starting to have in our country is that we're looking to become somewhat politically correct and to appease people. You know, I would appreciate a person saying we're going to get the best qualified person for those positions. Whether they black, white, blue, green, yellow, Latino, male or female. Because right now what we're doing is looking at, we're so divided in this country. We're divided among parties. Parties are divided within themselves. And we need to, and there's no leadership. There is no leadership. If someone wants to beg to differ with me, you could call 1-888-329-3306. In the city of Philadelphia, we are, again, moving toward a high murder rate for 2022. Yet, we have congressmen in a bipartisan effort to bring money together to fund police. We're not sure whether that's going to go anywhere. And if you looked at the national news or local news, there was very little coverage of that announcement. The president will be traveling to New York to meet with the newly elected mayor, Mayor Adams, to talk about what can be done to solve some of these problems with murder. I'm going to call it murder. You know, homicide is a glorified name. Let's call it what it is. It's murder, these murders out here. And now we have the carjackings that are being sensationalized. We have young people that have guns out here getting killed and carjacking and shooting. But yet and still, the leaders that we talk about, the ones that get elected, the only solution they have is throwing dollar, and I've said this before, money after money after money, and there's no real solution. You know, we have these leaders that get up there and they keep saying, I'm mad as hell. We can't take this. We can't do this. We can't. But yet and still, you have been indicted and waiting to go to trial, and you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be a leader. We have past leaders that have stole from the less fortunate, have gone to jail and come out and are embraced by those in the judicial system or that is supposed to handle those folks. But so why do you ask someone to come out, speak up, when your own house isn't clean? It starts at home, people. We could sit here and I could look at every leader in this country and we can look at it, or so-called leader, because a lot of the leaders are followers. They are followers of the dollar. They are followers of the power that puts the dollar that gives them the power to stay in office, because a select few want this, that, and the other. But yet and still, we still have outsiders. We have developments. We have elderly being pushed out of their homes. This is not just in Philadelphia. We have children being used. We're going to talk about this, and I'm going to find these ladies. We have children being taken from their homes by Departments of Human Services across this country. We have immigrants still trying to come across the border and dying. You know, we have failed. I remember the quote by President Biden, the gas prices will be going down by Christmas. They have not gone down. And I'm not saying that it's all his fault, but we have a group of people, 50 cardinals and 435. So we have 535 people trying to make decisions for how many million people across this country out in 50 states plus the District of Columbia. So President Biden makes this glorified moment. He gets up there. I'm making good on a promise that I'm going to have an African-American woman in the Supreme Court. People jumping up and down. Remember, here in Philadelphia, all of these organizations wanted an African-American police commissioner. You got what you wanted. And once she got here and everything started going this way and that way, you wanted to get her out. You know, let's keep it real. You can't have your cake and eat it too, people. You can't. But if you're going to continue down this, these party lines, and this side blaming the other side, the other side blaming the other side, we will never, never become one. We are so divided as a nation right now, it's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. We have black against white. We want to become politically correct. We say people of color. We get upset. You know, we have a temper tantrum when someone says, use the N-word, everybody goes off. But we allow a person at the University of Pennsylvania to talk about Asian students. This isn't the first time this woman has said this. So where are those folks that graduated from Penn? Where are those journalists that talk about they're from Penn? Why isn't there an uproar at the University of Pennsylvania? Why? Because the University of Pennsylvania tells the city of Philadelphia, we are the largest employer in this city, and what will you do to me? Let's keep it real, people. Let's really keep it real. We have not, from the 60s to 2022, we have digressed. We have digressed in this as a nation. We have a president with substandard approval ratings, and not just from Republicans, but from the Democrats as well. We have a vice president whose staff is going out the door left and right. If anybody wants to challenge me, go check it out for yourself. We have a governor within the state of Pennsylvania that's a lame duck governor, and we can't figure out what's going on when it comes to COVID-19. We have school districts where students are walking out because they don't want to wear masks. But yet and still, we have folks still contracting COVID and the Omicron. And there's probably another one after that that's going to come into play. But all because we are a capitalistic society. But then you look at these people, they want to help. They keep talking about we're going to help small businesses. We're going to do this for small businesses. We're going to do that for small businesses. Ride through your cities across the country, whether you live in an urban city or rural city, and look at how many businesses, both small and large, have closed. We have to wait for items to come from China or from around the world. Why? Let's think about it. Don't blame the Republicans. The Democrats has something to do with that as well. It's called the NAFTA agreement, signed by William Jefferson Clinton, that sent a lot of our productions overseas. Why? Because, again, we are a capitalistic country. And because we're a capitalistic country, we want to make as much as we can. But tell me something, folks. How many billionaires, trillionaires, or whatever heirs you want to talk about, have you seen a Brinks truck follow them to the grave? Let's talk politics. Let's talk inflation. Let's talk about astronomical rates that are going on out there. Let's talk about people sitting in these council seats that have no clue of their districts. Let's talk about these representative senators that have no clue. And some of them have been there 20 plus years and still have no clue.
they're still getting mad as hell. Getting mad as hell time is over.
It's time to bring the people to the table and get rid of the same old things that you have been doing. You know, big headline in today's Inquirer, top PA Dems to miss Biden PA visit. Why is that important? Josh Shapiro had something else. Attorney General Josh Shapiro had something else to do. Lieutenant Governor Fetterman said he was scheduling conflicts. But let's talk about what's important. Let's talk about the people that are hurting out there. Let's talk about we're going to have these folks that are 80, late 70s, late 80s, still going to run for an office. You're going to have Nancy Pelosi announces that she's going to run again. Joe Biden says he's going to run again. Then on the other side, we hear that former President Donald Trump may run for president again. Isn't it time to bring in some new blood? Isn't it time we talk about new ideas in our major corporations? Why not in government? Isn't it time for them to stop doing the Texas two-step, the electric slide, and to get down to real business, the business of the people? Until these folks do the business of the people, then we're still going to have this divide and conquer. You know, I said it. For those of you that are not familiar with Philadelphia, we had a soda tax. And we had all these other taxes. We had the liquor by the drink tax. We had the cigarette tax. And we had the soda tax. Well, all of this was supposed to be the end all, the be all to solve the problems of a failing Philadelphia public school system. It was supposed to put the funds in it. It was supposed to help these buildings that are falling down, these sick buildings. We talked about that. We did shows on that. And there are laws that the Philadelphia school and the schools across this country must follow and have inspections about asbestos. Have they done it? Probably not. But these are the things that people need to understand. There are things out there that are supposed to be put in place to help sustain our municipalities, our states, and our country. But we're failing. We're failing miserably. And if you don't want to believe me, do your own research. With that said, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our topic today is COVID-19 2022, challenges looking for leadership amongst smoke screens.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely, the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal. And white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress.
Welcome back to Tone Center here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Our topic today is COVID-19 2022 challenges, looking for leadership among smokescreens. Listening to that 2 minutes of Malcolm X, which was done back in the 60s, and you listen to what he said, it's something we've been continuously saying here in 2021 and in 1991 and 19, you know, that we've continued to say that, you know, there's false promises. And now, though we have liberals and conservatives, you know, and I've said this, Pat has said this, other hosts that have been on this show has said this, that at the end of the day, we're still looking at those same things that we fought for, or that were fought for by our forefathers in the 60s. We're still fighting about civil rights, the John Lewis Act. We're still fighting, or we have folks that are put in place that are given, as he said, crumbs. You know, these leaders that have set up there in the NAACP, the Union League, Urban Coalition, you name these larger organizations that so-called represent black folks or people of color. Let me be politically correct nowadays. And you think about it, what have they done? What have we gained? Yes, we've gained people. We've gained the President of the United States. Yes, we've done this. But this is a country of people. It is a country of various religious backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, come from immigrants from all over the world. And you look at it, we still are in dire need of leadership. I don't care what anybody says. We are in dire need of leadership. We need to tell these folks that are sitting up in these big, beautiful buildings to get their heads out of the sand and come amongst the people. Not their constituent services people, but they were the ones hired by the people. Don't just go to the beautiful part of your district where the houses look so beautiful and the people speak so properly. Put on your armor and walk those streets where those that are less fortunate are. Do those things that need to be done to help those. You know, look, I remember a councilwoman. Councilwoman went to a cleanup on Kensington Avenue with high heel shoes on. And she only went there for the photo op.
If anyone knows Philadelphia, that part of Philadelphia is full of drug, it's drug infested and all. This cleanup was led by Councilman-at-Large David O. And Councilwoman Sanchez came with high heel shoes on to sweep the street. And she said, oh, I've got another engagement to go to. Another photo op. These are the people that need our help. And look, you have to look, as Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror, look in the mirror. What are you doing? What are you doing on a daily basis to help your fellow man? And I'm not saying, what are you doing to help yourself? Under the pretenses, you're doing it to help someone else. You know, what are you doing? What are you doing to help our young people to succeed in a world that basically has forgotten them? What are you doing? Are you bringing young people to the table and having open discussions? Not bringing them to sweep streets, but having open discussions from people in those neighborhoods that are hurting. It just doesn't make sense to me that an urban row house, $250,000 to $1 million plus, and some upwards of $2 million in a urban community. And then you have people talk about affordable housing. People look at the smoke screens. You can talk about affordable housing, but what does the word affordable housing mean? Councilman O, as I said earlier, and I was talking about the soda tax, he introduced a bill to reverse it because the soda, only 40% of the soda tax is going to where it's supposed to go. The other 60% is going into the general account, and there is no accountability, something we talk about all the time. You want to throw this money, but you don't want to hold people accountable. That's taxpayers' money. That's people's hard-earned money. Most of it. Some of it comes from the private sector. But they should also be holding these people accountable. Because if we don't start firing them, I don't care whether you got an award from them or you gave them an award, fire them. Fire them at the ballot box. And to those people that are poll watchers, when we go into these polls, make sure you are able to watch what's going on. You know, we have to begin to take the bull by the horn and start our own direction. You know, somebody said we need a revolution. We need a revolution of knowledge. We need a revolution of transparency. We need a revolution of accountability, credibility. We need to stop, you know. Folks, yes, during the pandemic, people got gugobs, and you know that's an old word, gugobs of money, but they did nothing with it. You now have people that's going to have to be evicted from their homes. Do I feel sorry for them? No, because you got that money and the money, and they said, it didn't say you weren't supposed to pay your rent. It didn't tell you to go out here and buy a COVID car. It didn't tell you to go out here to Louis Vuitton and buy all the Louis Vuitton bags that you could buy. or all of those high-end stores, all of these trips, and now you want the government to throw some more money. I'll be damned. I will start it here on these airways if there is talk about throwing more money without educating people on what to do with it and to have restraints put on it. Enough is enough is enough. Enough of this, as Malcolm said, the political football. Black people, the Super Bowl is coming, and you're going to have one team on one side, one team on another. And you're going to be in the middle. This is what it equates to, the Super Bowl. Republicans, Democrats, you're in the middle. You know, all of these groups have black engagement directors. I'm confused. I'm confused. Why is it that we only see these people when it comes to primary time and general elections? What are we engaging? Are we engaging the person that goes to the polls and votes all the time? Or are we trying to educate the people? Look, there are good Republicans, there are bad Republicans. There's good Democrats, there's bad Democrats. I don't have care. I will not sit up here and say I'm going to vote straight Democrat or I'm going to vote straight Republican in a general election. I don't care whether Councilman XYZ or President ABC name and tells you to do it, or some union boss tells you to do it. Because you will become educated on the process here on the Tone and Tenor Show as we start moving into the primaries across this country. And I don't care whether it's councilman this, councilman that, councilman the other. Because in reality, people, yes, they get paid the money, but it's about the power. It's the power that they have over your lives and my life. But it's also the power that they have that can stop the problems with the unaccountability of money. It's the power that they have that they can stop bringing back the same old dead wood and putting them in places. Taking people that on the school boards across this country. Let's start putting people on these boards that care about the students. I had a conversation last night with a friend of mine, and we talked about when we went to a school up in, now it's in Kensington, and it's in drug-infested Conwell Middle School. And we talked about the engagements and things that we did. We talked about film and TV. Now, this is a middle school, and this was a public school. We had film and TV. We had sports. We had band. We had gym. We had even a nurse in the school. That wasn't that long ago. Why is it that our children of today cannot reap those same benefits? It's because you guys that are sitting there in leadership are blowing smoke up people's behinds and blowing smoke screens and saying, look what I've done for you lately. Or I'm going to have this rally. I'm going to have this news conference. That does not suffice any longer. You're blowing smoke. And now you're coming out the woodwork and you got this money and I got that money and I'm going to help you do this. Well, That's because election time's coming up. Where were you prior to? Why aren't you walking your districts? Some of you walked them when you were trying to win that seat. Why aren't you not hanging out Clark Park? Why not hang in the bottom? Stop praising each other in office. Let's start looking at the people in the street. Let's start looking at the elderly. Let's start following up. If you are an elected official or selected official, whichever you are, it's time for you to follow up. It's time for you to do your job. Or otherwise, as Mary Mason used to say, we're going to get a scorecard. And some of y'all going to get fired. You know, what have you done lately? Don't say you're working with the elderly people of this building and that building, and then you never follow up. Let's stop sending our business to other people outside of our states. You're going to tell me that the Philadelphia Housing Authority could not find a developer within Philadelphia or Pennsylvania? Come on now. You're going to tell me that State Rep Amon Brown could not find a office that kept the money in the state of Pennsylvania that he's renting from someone out of New York? Are you going to tell me that we continuously have this quote unquote talk about tangled titles and people are losing their houses? Some of them are being stolen. And some of these relatives are still alive, though they may not be in this state. Are you going to tell me that you have people that put their own title on themselves? Former rep, retired rep. And you folks sitting in the state house are allowing this to take place when you know that's not to be true? Some of you are lawyers. Some of you are ministers. And some of you are lawyers and ministers. Are you allowing this to happen? Think about this. Both sides of the aisle in the state of Pennsylvania for Senate so far, there is 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats for the junior senator position. Think about it. Think about it, folks. Think about how in the state of Pennsylvania, you have the West against the East. People don't realize that. Pittsburgh against Philadelphia. And the people in the middle of the state are forgotten. Think about it. There's 67 counties in the state of Pennsylvania. 67. So let's really start looking at this, and let's go to break. And right now, you're listening to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our topic today is COVID-19 2022 challenges looking for leadership amongst smoke screens.
And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look at thousands of working people displaced from their jobs with reduced income as a result of automation, while the profits of the employers remain intact, and say, "This is not just." It will look across the oceans and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia and Africa only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say, "This is not just." It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say, "This is not just." A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, "This way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death."
Wow, welcome back to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Our topic today is COVID-19, 2022 challenges, looking for leadership amongst smokescreens. You heard Dr. Martin Luther King, that was his speech on the three evils of society. And let's think about that. This was 1967, I believe, and we're still talking about the question of fairness of our past and present policies. The question is, fair to who? We're still talking about that. He talks about the revolution of values. Most people don't even have values. They don't even understand what their values are. We're talking about poverty being and people being displaced. We still have that today. A lot of people are being displaced today because of COVID-19, of the virus. A lot of people are suffering from burnout as well. You know, I was watching a news report, and this time last year we were praising our nurses and our doctors. They were the heroes. Now they're suffering from burnout. They're suffering because people don't want to take the measures that could help sustain their lives as well as those on the front lines. it's a lot of stuff going on, people. It's a lot of smoke screens being sent up in the air. It's a lot of study after study after study being done. Another smoke screen. Another waste of money. How can you sit up here and part your lips at an elected official and talk about a study on gun violence? A deep look at gun violence. 18-month review in the city of Philadelphia. And people are saying that lawmakers are using their deaths of their children, the deaths of family members, as the photo ops. I didn't say this. I've been saying photo ops a long time. But when these parents are now accusing lawmakers of photo ops, what can you say? It's not Randall speaking. It's not Pat Edwards speaking. These are people that we have been saying this for years on this show. And the bad part about it is, people, a lot of these folks that are in these councils across this country and are now moving up into the state houses and into federal government are people of color. And you know what they think? They think they arrived. But yet and still, we have the Erica Stewarts of the world, the folks that are out there every day on the front lines trying to help those that they Mr. Keefe, the Mr. Dance and his wife. These are black and white folks coming together to try to make a difference, that are actually doing the work. You don't hear about them. There are so many people out there doing the work to try to make a difference. They have been in these trenches. You have folks, and I believe in second chances. I believe in that. But when you abuse your second chance and revert back to what you were doing, I don't have no time for you. So anyone that says, "Oh, you said you should actually, you should have a second chance." Yes, I believe everyone should have a second chance. But if you revert back to what you were doing, then your second chance, in my opinion, should be revoked, just like your bail. Until you start looking at and taking and pushing that smoke out your way and continue to move forward and to hold people accountable, to find out where this money is going, to find out, you know, you're giving people money. And I'm going to say this again. You're giving people money in these cities, and a lot of them are only filing a 990 card, which says I had less than $50,000 in income. Well, if shouldn't full disclosure, financial disclosure, paperwork be a part of the process? I'm talking about federally filed paperwork, not just a card. Because if you start adding up, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to think about this. If you have a building in some of these cities, your rent is anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a month. So if we say it's on the high end, $2,000 a month, that's $24,000. Then you have people that work in your office. If you have three people and you're only paying them $10,000, you're now at $54,000. Then you have electric, the lights have to be on, the water has to be on, and all that other good stuff. Then you have copy and stationery. You have now exceeded expenses of well over $50,000. So that means you have to generate income of $50,000 or more. So don't tell me that you don't have them. You're not doing it. Yeah, there are some that probably don't legitimately. But I think the federal government, I'm calling on our senators and all that, y'all need to revert. Y'all need to have that tax changed. That should be changed so that there's a better financial picture of those that is getting and where this money is coming from. If you have to be responsible with a financial report for someone running for office, then a nonprofit should also have to do the same. They have to do the same. And there's a little thing that people don't know. If you made a donation to a nonprofit, you could ask to see their books. If they refuse to show you your books, you can go to your Secretary of State. But these are the things that we need to begin to look at. We need to not fall for the old okey-doke of the turkey head Thanksgiving, the football uniform. I'm not saying take them away from the kids, but I'm saying stop falling for the okey-doke and start holding people accountable. We are going into an election cycle that could mean, you know, people talk about we're going to flip the House, we're going to flip the Senate, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I don't care who's there as long as they're working for the betterment of the people. Remember, there are good Democrats and bad Democrats. There are good Republicans and bad Republicans. There are good independents and third party candidates, but they get pushed out of the mix, especially here in Pennsylvania. Because they're not allowed to, you're not allowed to vote until the independent voters can't vote until the general. So then you got to figure out who were the lesser of two evils. We have a closed election. We should get rid of closed elections. Those states that have closed elections, we need to get rid of them. This way we can start electing candidates that are for the people and by the people. And how do you get rid of them? You fire them on election day. And we'll be putting out scorecards and we're going to keep watching what's going on as we move into the 2022-23 election cycle. With that said, you know, we're up against the clock and I want to thank our engineer, Wes. Thank you, Wes, for all that you do and Brett for all that he does and the whole staff here at WWDB. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at Tone and Tenor. On Instagram, we are at Tone and Tenor Radio. To find us on Facebook, just type in www.facebook.com/ToneTenor to find our page. And come check us out. We're in the street. We're doing our part every week. Thank you for listening to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Valley Kenwood, Pennsylvania. I'm Randall Jefferson. All of this killing, I'm like, when will it stop? And it really don't help that we don't get no help from the cops. They hear a shooting in the hood, they get late to the block. Bet they hear an officer down, they get straight to the block. It's crazy. I'm tired of hearing about these missing babies. Stop the killing and let's find all of these missing babies. I wrote this song cause I know just how it feels to lose somebody you love, and that's real. That's why I don't wanna look up. Every time I look up, I can see them pictures hanging on the wall. Talking about my fan, yeah, I'm talking about my dogs. Rest in peace of mom, and I swear I miss them all. I don't wanna look up, cause when I look up, I can see your face, but I know you ain't there. Won't call your phone, but I know you won't answer. Why'd you have to go, then I swear this ain't fair. And I don't know what it is, but my city needs something. People killing people over nothing. I swear it's like every day I wake up, man, I hear something like, man, I miss my brother. Rest in peace, my hitter. Man, they took my sister. I swear we need something different, but I don't know what it is. Wait, wait, wait.